Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pete Dosche, the CEO with U.S. Floors. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you rocked the world of floor covering today with some big news. Today, it was announced that you're actually selling U.S. Floors to Shaw Industries, and that's tremendous big news. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We're really excited about the news as well.
Most people know your past, and if they don't, I invite listeners to go to our July 2015 issue. I did a leadership interview with you. You've been in the floor covering business your whole life, and you started U.S. Floors back in 2001. One of your first steps into the business, you and Philippe got together. You had natural cork and bamboo, and then over time, you have created this WPC Cortec product, and it's the market share leader, and it's protected with a U.S. patent, correct?
That's correct, Kemp. We obviously started in the bamboo and then cork flooring, then oiled flooring. These were the three pillars that we had on our stool till we obviously invented and launched the WPC product category and branded it under the Cortec brand. And since then, of course, everything took a very rapid change for the better. We grew very fast because the product was really embraced by the retailers and the consumer, and it took us to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we did this article on you back in July of last year, the cut line was is that you turn challenges into opportunities. And you went through a couple of stories, you know, back with Image and with Beaulieu of America. You were there for several years. And in this instance, you're riding the crest of a wave. So why sell the company to Shaw?
Well, I mean, you're a sailor just like I am, Kemp. And, you know, when the wind is in your sails, you think you're doing great and you're feeling good, and there's no way that you think anything is going to come against you or anything is going to happen. You don't see the possible thunderstorms that's coming your way, so you keep on sailing. But when we look at the market and we see what's going on, obviously this market is very much in flux still, this WPC market, and it's maturing very, very fast. And I do believe that if you really want to be the leader in a category, you have to really make sure that you have a couple things in place and that you have to be best in class. And we at U.S. Floors are an entrepreneurial company. My people have done a fantastic job in getting us to the point that where we are today. But we still had a lot of things that we needed to work on and build and develop and create. You know, there's two choices. Either you do it yourself, and it takes time, and you can do it, and I was not afraid of doing that and going about it myself. Or you leapfrog that time period, and you join with a first-class organization who basically have all those things in place and can take you much more rapidly to the next level you want to be. And that's what we've done here right now. We've joined a fantastic organization in Shaw Industries that has been best in class in many, many segments for many, many years. And this will enable us to really move faster into the market and get to the growth and the goals that we have set for ourselves in a much more expedient way. That's why we joined forces with Shaw, because we saw an opportunity there to be backed by a first-class organization while still remaining, you know, innovative, creative, fast, speed to market, and all the great things that have taken us to the point where we are right now.
I take it that U.S. Floors just becomes a division of Shaw Industries, right?
That's correct, yes. U.S. Floors will become a division of Shaw Industries. I'm fully staying on board. I'm fully committed. I'm going to run U.S. Floors just like it was before. Nothing is changing. We have our goals. We have our targets. We know where we want to take the company. And with my team in place, both here in Dalton and both in the field, we're going to get to these goals and we're going to achieve an even greater and bigger market share in a faster way.
Mm-hmm. You know, you and I talked at Domatex this year. Your brother had gotten engaged in the business and you were starting to grow the brand even in Europe. So, this takes the whole entity, what you were doing, you continuing to do, right?
Yes, correct. We moved in 2016. We moved actually on a global scale already. We're now doing business in Australia, in New Zealand. We're doing business, of course, in Europe, in the United Kingdom. My brother's driving it very hard in Europe with the U.S. Floors International company that we have over there. And it's our intention to fully support him in that effort and take the brand, the product, deeper into Europe and in the rest of the world as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your son is in Shanghai and is part of the business as well, right?
Julian is running our office in Shanghai together with his bride, Rachel. They've been there now for 3 years, have done a fantastic job in logistic, in quality control, in sourcing. Very important step in supporting the growth that we have achieved. So yes, they're functioning over there, and they're doing a fantastic job there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we had talked recently that you were going to build a factory, and I guess those all change. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, nothing is changing there. As a matter of fact, that we are accelerating the opportunity. We are still building our factory here, which will be operational sometime in April, May next year. Mm-hmm. This will be the first WPC factory based in the United States. And as a matter of fact, by joining the Shaw team, obviously they have their LVT plant in Ringgold, just 20 miles from Dalton, the state-of-the-art plant. And, you know, this will now jointly enable us to create a vertically integrated WPC manufacturing plant, because we will have not only the opportunity to make the core, the WPC itself, but mm-hmm. we have now in-house as well accessibility to the top layer, the LVT layer, which will obviously make us a fully integrated manufacturing facility. And that's really, really exciting, because at the end of the day, we all know that the market will mature, and at some stage, the winners in this market will be those companies who have vertically integrated manufacturing capabilities, and secondly, who will be able to take the market directly into the retail community in a one-step process, and therefore shorten the time and shorten the effort with a first-class distribution and freight and logistics system.
Well, you know, I know you're a privately held company, and so there's some questions that I'd love to ask that I know you won't answer, but I don't know if people realize the magnitude of this acquisition. You had done really well with Cortec, and you had major pieces of business in multiple channels, and so I would venture to guess that this acquisition is probably in the same scope and realm of the Anderson Hardwood acquisition that Shaw made, which was their last big acquisition. So this is big news on Shaw's part as well.
Well, I'm not going to comment on the details of the acquisition, Ken, but I can tell you that I really believe that both Shaw and U.S. Floors can benefit tremendously from joining forces, and that's why I'm excited about it as well. That's why I'm committed to stay on board and truly believe that the best is yet to come, because now we're combining strength with strength and innovation with creativity on top of operational excellence. So what can I say? I mean, we've teamed up with a powerhouse. We're going to stay fast to market, speed to market, creative. I think that's what is going to keep us at the forefront and is going to continue to drive the Cortec brand in all its facets really strong into the market.
Well, congratulations on this great news. Again, been talking to Pete Doshea about his news today that Shaw has agreed to acquire U.S. Floors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.